Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
The Mishnah here brings the din that a shor tam, which is negech and kills a person, is potter from the chiv of kaifer. If it's a shor mu'ad, the bayam is mechiv in kaifer. In both cases, both by the shor tam and by the shor mu'ad, the din is that the shor is mechiv miso. This is mefurish in the psukim. Both the pasuk which is talking about a shor tam and the pasuk which is talking about shor mu'ed say that the shor is beskilo. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein ben, v'chein bebas. The same is true by a ben and a bas. Now everything that it says in the Mishnah so far is mefurish in the psukim. In the Sefer Torah Chaim, he's bothered, where does the Mishnah mechadish to us over here? And he explains, the Mishnah is coming lafuka, the shita of Rabbeisi Aglidi, who says that a shor tam also the bayam pays chatzi kaifer. And that which the Mishnah says, v'chein beben, v'chein bebas, that's the pasuk which says, oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, kemishmat hazeh yeoseloy. Gemara later on, daf mem gimel mem beis and mem daud mem alef explain why we need an extra pasuk to tell us this din that even if the shor is negech ktanim, there also the din is as the pasuk says kemishpat hazeh yeoseloy. The same dinim apply that the shor is mechuyav skila and the bayam has to pay kaifer if the shor is a muid. Now the Mek Yosef over here says an interesting chiddush. He says that which the Mishnah says the din is true even by ktanim, it's dafka by kotan bar kayama lafuka ben shmoyne chadoshim. If a child is born after 8 months, it's not going to survive. Over there is no chiv kaifer and there is no chiv misa on the shor. And even if it is a ben test, a child born after 9 months, still, if the shor was negeichim before 30 days, it's still a suffik nefil. There also the din is that the shor is not mechiyev skila, and the bayam is potter from kaifer. And he explains as far as the chiv of kaifer, that since if it was a vade nefil, the bayam would be potter from kaifer. Now it's a suffik nefil, also the din is potter, because uki memoina becheskas mari. It's a suffik mamon, and therefore he's potter. Then the Mek Yosef continues and he says that even though we can't be Motzi Mamon from him in this case where it's a Safek Nefel, still, if the Baal Shor wants to make sure that there's no Tzvi on him, Bidei Shemayim, since we hold Kufr Kapara, he should pay even though it's a Safek if he wants to make sure that he has a Kapara. Now firstly, this Mek Yosef is a right to a Yisayid which we spoke about in the previous year. Even according to the Tzad of Kufr Kapara, it's not the Pshat that the Chi of Tashlumen of Kaifer is similar to a Chi of Karbin. When a person is Mechi of a Karbin Chatzos or Karbin Osham, it's between him and Shemayim. No one's going to force him to bring the carbon. No one has a tzvi on him. Vashenkin here by Kofer, even if you hold Kufr Kapara, we explain the pshat is that the Mechayiv, that which he's Mechayiv to pay, is because he has to get a Kapara. However, the way to get this Kapara is the idea that the Torah gave him a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and we consider this Chiyuv Tashlumin to be a Tashlumay Nezek to the Yerushim of the one who was killed. And for that reason, we explain that the Yerushim have a tzvi over here on the money. With this, we explain that which is Mavur and Taisus and the Rajba. The Gemara says before that if Sharsha Shnei Shutvim were Negeach and killed someone, Kaifer Echad Rahman Veloy Shnei Kaifrim. Taisus explained that since the Chiyuv Kaifer goes to the Yerushim of the Nizik, it's not mistar that he should get paid twice. From there we see that even if you hold Kufr Kapara, which Taisus and the Rashba are going according to that Tzad, still we look at it as if it's a Tashlum in Nezek to the Yerushim, and therefore it's not mistar that he should get paid twice for the same Ritzicha. Now for the Mek Yosef, you see like this as well, he's talking about over here according to the Tzad of Kufr Kapara, and it's reported that if the Shor was Negech a Koton, so if it's a Koton after 30 days, so we could be Mitzi Momen from the Baal HaShor. Now that's the cotton before 30 days, so it's a Sofik Nefil, so as far as the Chiv Mamon, we cannot be Mitzi Mamon, we say Ukim Mamonim Becheskas Marei. It's still in Mek Yosef is Mavur, that if the Baal HaShor wants to get a Kapara, he wants to make sure that there's no Tvi on him B'Shamayim, he should pay the Kaifer anyhow, which is Mashma, that if it turns out that La'aliv the Emes, the child was not a Nefil, it was a Bar Kayama, if the Baal HaShor never ended up paying the Chiv Kaifer, he will still have on him a Chiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. In other words, the Mek Yosef will be Mavur, that the way the Chiv Kaifer works is, firstly, that which the Torah says, that really he should be mechayev misa b'dei shemayim. However, instead of that, the Torah was mechayev the Baal HaShor in paying kaifer, and through paying kaifer that patters him from misa b'dei shemayim. It's a pidyon nafshay. As we explained, since the whole mechayev of this pidyon nafshay is because the person has on him a chiyuv kapara, so someone who's lav bar kapara b'chlal, like Yisayimim, they also do not have this chiyuv mamon. But what exactly is the chiyuv mamon that the Torah put on him? The Torah gave him a chiyuv mamon which has a gedder of a tashlumei nezek. The Yerushim could be Tevea the Mammon. However, in a case where it's a Safik, there we say Ukim Mimayin Becheskas Marei, they cannot be Tevea the Mammon, just as any other Chiyuv Mammon. If it's a Safik, the din is Hamotzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. However, since the whole point, as we explained, the point of this Chiyuv Tashlumin is to be a Pidyon Nafshei, to take off his Chiyuv Kapara, so it's Lamaisa they don't pay, and Aliyu Demis really was a Chiyuv, because the child was a Bar Kayama, so then the Chiyuv Misub Deishmaim will remain on them, because they will never Mekayim this Pidyon Nafshei. This will Chayyar was Mevur from the Mukha Yosef. And the same would apply by any time there's a Safik, whether there's a Chiyuv Kaifer or not. As far as the Din Mamon is concerned, Bezdin would not be able to be Mitzi Mamon and be Safik. We would say Uki Mamon Becheskas Marei. However, if the Baal HaShor wants to make sure that there's no Chiyuv on him, Bidei Shamayim, he should pay the Kaifer even though it's only a Safik, in order to make sure that he gets the Kapara. This would also be negated to the Gemara Daf Mem Amudaf, which had a Sofik, the case of Shoshal Shnei Shutfin, Ketzin Mesham and Kaifer. The Gemara never brought up Pshitus to the Shaila. How should the Kaifer be paid? Should each one have to pay the full Kaifer, or should they have to pay Chatzi Kaifer? And the Ram paskins this din, in Perak Yud Hilchos Niskei Momin, Halacha Hey, the Ram says, V'Shoshal Shnei Shutfin Shaharag, Kol Echon Mehem Mishalim Kaifer Shalim, Sharei Kol Echon Mehem Tzorach Kapara Gemura. The Magmishna over there is bothered, why does the Ram paskin this way? L'chor, it's a Sofik in the Gemara. It's an Ibaid L'Ifshita, so he explains, the Ram does not mean to paskin b'tor as vade. This is definitely the din that the isha have to pay a full kaifer. And the Ram means to say is since it's a chiyuv kapara and they want to make sure that they get the kapara, so misafik they should both pay the full amount to make sure that they get a full kapara. And Chayon and Muk Yosef would hold the same thing that in order for them to be lotzei b'dei shemaim, if they want to make sure that there's no tfiyah and then there's no chiyuv misa b'dei shemaim, they should pay the full kaifer. However, the ma'aseh bezel will not be able to be motzi this moment from them since it's a safik. Rather, we would say ukim amayin v'cheskas mari. However, we should point out that if one takes a look in the Lashon of the Maga Mishnah over there, he says like this. He says, V'nir das Rabbeinu b'zeh, kiven de pshita lon shechayovim b'kaifer. Since it's pashut to the Gemara that there is a chi of kaifer, okay, the kamar keitzim misham as a kaifer, the Gemara just asks, how exactly is the kaifer paid? But it's pashut to the Gemara that there is some chi of kaifer. Therefore, the Maga Mishnah says, that since we know that there is a chi of kaifer, and we also know that kufr kapara, so even though the Gemara has a suffix, we should go to Chumra to make sure that they get their kapara. Now the Magen Mishnah is meduik that if there would be a suffix whether Bechlal there is a chiv of kaifer or not, then we would not say this din. We would not say that you have to go to Chumra and pay the full chiv of kaifer. It's only because there definitely is a chiv of kaifer. The question just is how much, then we say that you have to go to Chumra. And if that's correct, then in the case of the Nemuka Yosef over here, where the show is negech, a suffix nefel, there is a question whether Bechlal there is a chiv of kaifer or not. It would be mashma that the Magen Mishnah would hold in this case, there's no din you have to go to Chumra to make sure you get the kapara. One would have to understand what exactly is the pshat in the Magen Mishnah. Why don't we say that even in the case where there's a suffix, whether Bechlal there's a chiv of kaifer or not, there also we should have to go to Chumra to make sure to get the kapara. Why only in the case where we know there definitely is some chiv, the question just is how much, only there he says you have to go to Chumra. But upon him, for the Nemuka Yosef over here, we see clearly even in the case where it's a suffix, whether there's a Bechlal a chiv of kaifer, there also he says, in order to make sure that he does not have a chiv misa b'dei shemaim on him, he should make sure to pay the chiv kaifer. Now continue on to the next din of the Mishnah. Nagach ever ayomo noisin shleishim slaim. If the shor is negech and every kanani, whether the shor is a tam or a muid, then always is that you pay to the adin shleishim slaim. Now what about the chiv for the shor? Is there a chiv misa in this case? So it's mefurish in the psukim that there is a chiv misa here also. The lashon of the pasuk is im eved yigach hashor ayomo kesef shleishim shkolim yitin ladoinav vashor yisokel. Here also there's a chiv skila for the shor which killed this eved kanani. And the mukyasa over here makes an important point and he says, what type of Eved or Omar are we talking about? He says, we're talking about an Eved Kanani who is already Tevel L'Shem Avdus. Therefore, the Eved is already Mechuyiv in Miktas Mitzvahs. He has the same Dine Mitzvahs as an Isha. And therefore, the Din is that if the Shor kills him, the Shor is Mechuyiv Misa. If the Shor would be Negech an Eved who is not Tevel L'Shem Avdus, then the Eved or the Shifcha would have the same Din as a regular Goy. And the Din is that if a Shor is Negech a Goy and kills him, the Shor is not Mechuyiv Misa. And furthermore, the Mechuyiv Yosef adds that as far as the Chiv of Shleishim Shkalim, that's also only true if there was a tefillah l'shem avdus. If there was no tefillah l'shem avdus, so this eved or shivcha has the din of a regular goy, then also the chiv of the baal shor will not be shleishim shkolim as it says in the pasuk. Rather, the baal shor will pay for the hezek which was caused, just as if the shor was negeach, a shor or a chamor, so the baal shor has to pay for the hezek which was caused. If it's a tam, he pays chatzin nezek, if it's a mur, he pays nezek shalim. So too, if the shor was negeach an eved who was not tefillah l'shem avdus, that eved has the same din as a shor of a chamor, and the baal shor would have to pay for the hezek if it's a tam chatzin nezek, and if it's a mur, nezek shalim. This is the Iker Chiddush of the Nemuka Yosef in the Mishnah. However, Teichet Varv, he adds another important point. He says, that which the Pasuk says, that the Shor is Mechuyiv Misa, Hashor Yisokel, if the Shor is Negech and Eved Kanani, who was Tevel L'Shem Avdus. The Pshat is because the Mari, the Turah, the Baal Shor, he would also be Mechuyiv Misa if he would kill this Eved. The same way if the Baal Shor would kill him, he would Mechuyiv Misa. So too, if the Shor kills the Eved, the Shor is also Mechuyiv Misa. And he explains the reason why the Baal Shor would be Mechuyiv Misa if he kills this Eved is because it's not his own Eved. If it was his own Eved, he would not necessarily be Mechuyiv Misa. As the Pasuk says, the Torah says the din is that if a person hits his own Eved and the Eved dies after a full 24 hours, then the Adin is not Mechuyiv Misa for killing his Eved. If the Eved dies within 24 hours, then the Adin is Mechuyiv. And the Mukhayyusa makes this point, he stresses, he says, since this Eved is not owned by the Baal Ashar, so if the Baal Ashar would have killed the Eved, the Baal Ashar would have always been Mechuyiv Misa, regardless of how long it takes for him to die. So too, if the Shor kills him, also the Shor is Mechuyiv Misa. And the Mashmois of this in Muki Yosef is, and the Rosh Hashav here makes this diuk, that if a Shor is Negech and Eved, who's owned by the Baal HaShor, then is that the Shor is not Mechuyiv Misa if the Eved will die after 24 hours. The same way if the Baal HaShor kills this Eved, Since it's his own effort, the Torah says he's not always mechuyev misa, only if he dies within 24 hours, so too the shor will have that same din. If the shor kills the eved who's owned by the baal shor, also the shor will not always be mechuyev misa, only if the eved dies within 24 hours. Now the Rosh Hashanah explains what would be pshat in such a din. He says it will be based on the klal kamisas habaylam kach misas hashor. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf tes vav amabei says this based on the drasha from the pasuk which says hashor yisakal v'gam baal of yumos. The Gemara says we're comparing the misa of the shor to the misa of the baal. The shor is only mechuyev skila in a case where the baal would be mechuyev skila. The Gemara says this is the makar that you need a bezin of 23 in order to judge a shor haniskal, as it says in the first mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara explains it's because of this klal kamisas habaylam kach misas hashor. Just like in order to dan the din in nefashis on a person, you need a bezin of 23, so too to dan the din in nefashis on a shor, for a shor niskal also you need a bezin of 23. The Gemara later on in Daf Mem Daun when Beis as well brings this drasha, kamisas habaylam kach misas hashor. Of there the Gemara is bringing it to explain the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that if a person is miskaven lahari gazeh, v'hari gazeh, he intended to kill one person and he ended up killing someone else, he's parted from Misa. The Gemara says according to Reb Shimon, the same is true by a shor. If a shor is miskaven lahari gazeh, v'hari gazeh, he's also parter. This lechera is where the Muk Yosef seems to be coming from, that in this case where the shor was negeich an eved who was owned by the baal hashor, since if the baal hashor himself, the odin of this eved would have killed the eved, and the eved would have died after 24 hours, the odin would be potter, so too in this case the shor would be potter because of this drasha. The chiv misa on the shor depends on the chiv misa on the odin. However, the Rosh continues and he asks a kash on this to Muk Yosef. He says the way the shor killed this person by being negeich, had the baal of the shor killed the eved in that way, he also would have been mechuyev misa, and there would not have been a din of yom or yomayim. He quotes the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Ritzeach v'Shmiras Hanefesh Halachi Yud Dalid. Rambam over there says, Yiroi Ali, Shamakas Avdei B'sakin V'sayif, Oy Be'evin V'egroif U'kiyotze Behen, V'amdu Ala Misa U'meis, Einer B'din Yom or Yomayim. El Afidu Meis L'achar Shona Nereg Alov. The Avosh Adin is that an Odin who kills his Eved is Potter if the Eved dies after 24 hours. That din does not apply in a case where the Odin killed the Eved with a sakin, a knife, or a sword. Since the Torah says he ko b'shevet, the Rambam continues, l'kach namer b'shevet, the Torah dafka said the loshon of shevet, sh'lo yinosn lo yitoy rishus la'akoysay el b'shevet u'makel v'retzuo u'kiyotze behem lo yakoyos r'tzicha. He explains that which the Torah says the din of yom yimayim, that's because it's normal and Odin is allowed to hit his Eved, and for that reason the Torah says if the Eved dies after 24 hours, the Odin is not mechuyev misa. However, that's only in a way that's normal to hit an Eved. If the Odin killed the Eved with a knife or a sword, there, obviously, he's not hitting the Eved as the way an Odin normally hits an Eved. Over there, there is no Din Yom Yimayim, and no matter when the Eved dies, the Odin will always be Mechuyev Misa. If so, the Shash asks, under Muki Yosef, how can Yosef say that if the Shor kills an Eved who's owned by the Baal Hashor, since if the Odin would have killed the Eved, he would have been Potter, when the Eved dies after 24 hours, so too the Shor will be Potter, since we're Makar the Shor to the Odin, but the way the Shor killed the person, by being Negeachim, by striking him in a violent way, if the Odin would have killed the Eved in that same way, he would also have been Mechuyev, and there would have been no p'tor of Yom Yimayim. This is the kasha that Rosh Hashanah asks on the Muki Yosef, and he leaves off Divrei Muki Yosef Tarachiyun. Now continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara asks the kasha, V'chi mi'achar d'metam katlinen lei mu'ud heichim b'shkachasla. How's it shaykh for a shor to become a mu'ud for killing after the first time it kills, we already killed the shor? Now obviously the Gemara understood that in order for the shor to become a mu'ud, it has to be a mu'ud for killing. It's not enough if it's a mu'ud for negicha. If the first negicha has only caused hezek, but did not kill anyone, that would not make the shor into a mu'ud. It's not so clear how the Gemara knew this as a davar pashut. We don't see like this from the mashmois of the pasuk. The pasuk just says v'im shor nagachu mitmal shoshim. The Torah just says that if the shor is a nagach, it doesn't say that it was negeach and killed. It just calls him a shor nagach. Then the pasuk says the baal was mechuyev kaifer. Why was it so pashut to the Gemara that it has to be that the shor was already negeach three times and killed? Rakhamam, this is how the Gemara understood, and the Rambam is ruled like this as well. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Nitzkei Mamon Halacha Beis, he paskins. He says, "Ma bin tam shargas ha'odam lemuad shaharag shatam patur min a koyfer v'amuad chayev koyfer ubovat shiyah muad laharig." The Rambam is stressing this point. It has to be that this shor already became a muad to kill. It's not enough if the shor was negeach three times and only caused hezek. That would not make it into a muad le'inyan the chiyuv of koyfer. The Chayyad Ram got this from Agamar, which was bothered. How is it shaykh for the shor to become a muad le'inyan koyfer? The Gemara understood as a davar pasha that if it would only be negeach and cause hezek, that would not make it into a muad. The Chayyad, this was the makar of the Rambam. And the Gemara goes to a number of possible terutzim how to answer this kasha. How's the shaykh for a shor to become a mu'ud if he killed after the first time it killed? Rabbi wanted to answer Hachav Mayaskin and Kagayim Sha'am Du'a L'Shleisha. As Rashi explains, he started running after people and we evaluated that if the person would not have gotten away, the shor would have killed him. And this Rashi answers back, Umdino Lav Klumhu. The Gemara, we could point out this would seem to be a kasha on Taisis and Avchav Da'ar Omer Beis. Tais over there is mechadish. We spoke about this previously. In order for a shor to become a muad, it has to be that it was negeh b'nei chiyuv, as opposed to a case where the shor was negeh a shor of hefker, or a shor shal knani, or a shor which was owned by the baal shor himself. These negichas would not mechayev the baal shor anything. These negichas would not make the shor into a muad. And if so, how could the Gemara here have a half minute to say that just with an umdina, it never was actually negeh b'chlal, still the Gemara has a tad to say that this would be enough to make him into a muad? And that the Gemara answers umdina lav milsahi. Mashmoy says that even in the terrors of the Gemara didn't say that you need dafka negicha mechayeves. But the Gemara said you cannot rely on an umdina, and umdina is not conclusive enough to make the shor into a muad. The Gemara is mashma that you definitely do not need a negicha mechayeves. All the Gemara says is that you cannot rely only on an umdina. And furthermore, in the Hamshach and the Okimta of Reb Simi also, we can point out the same thing. He says, Kagan Shaharik Shleisha Uvi Kechavim, he definitely held you do not need a negicha mechayeves. And on that, the Gemara asks, Umuv Lev Kechavim Havi Muad Li Yisrael. The Gemara is asking that a muad for a goy is not enough to make the shor into a muad. From here also you see that you don't need a negicha mechayeves, unless perhaps we'll be marcha that this goof is the Gemara's tarets according to Tosfos. Tosfos will know when the Gemara says that a negicha of Eikachav will not make into a muad. The pshat is goof because of the svar of Tosfos that you need dafka a negicha mechayeves. We'll get back to this point later on in the shir. We'll have a possible mahalach how to answer this Gemara according to the Tosfos and Dafchav Dalid. Now, as far as all the akimtas which the Gemara brings and the Gemara rejects, for example, Kagan Shaharik Shleisha Behemoth, the Gemara rejects that because Mu'ud Behemoth is not Mu'ud La'odom. Kagan Shaharik Shleisha Evik Echavim, the Gemara rejects that as well because Mu'ud Evik Echavim is not a Mu'ud La'Yisrael. Or Kagan Shaharik Shleisha B'nei Adam Trefa, Kipchud, the Gemara means to say all these cases are the mice and not good to root in. The Ram, however, Paskins, and all these examples which the Gemara brings, these are actual ways where the Shark can become a Mu'ud and the Ban will be Mechuyev Kaifer. The Ram is in Perak Yud Hachas Neskemom and Alocha Gimel. He asks over the kasha of the Gemara. He says, "V'hoyel v'chol b'him mechay v'oif shahargu adam niskalim heich nimatzim muad laharik atchi yisham u'bayel v'sakoifer." And he says like this. He says, "Kegoyim shaharik shloisha goyim v'achah acharik Yisrael shamuad lagoyim harizim muad liYisrael oish shaharik shloisha Yisrael treifa v'achah acharik sholim." Then he brings the text of the Gemara, which the Papa says, "The haragu barach." And Hamshach the Rambam says, "V'chinim sikin shloisha b'ni adam keachad oicharik shloish b'him mois harizim muad laharigu u'bayel v'misham nesakoifer." Even in the case of Harik Shleisha Behemoth, the Ram Paskins there also that there will be the Shor of Mu'ud and the Baal will be Mechuyev Kaifer. So the Magen Mishnah there asks on the Rambam, how does he fit with the Gemara? The Magen Mishnah says, L'chair, the Rambam was gerus differently in the Gemara. Ergirsa is that when Rav Zitz had his teretz, going to Harik Shleisha Behemoth, the Gemara then continues with Mu'ud Behema, Havi Mu'ud La'odom, Elo Omer Rav Simar Barashi. From the word Elo in the Gemara, it's mashma that the words Mu'ud Behema, Havi Mu'ud La'odom is a kasha. In other words, it's Betmiya. And this Rashi explains as well. This is not a Hezbron of Zvid. It's not that the Gemara says the Pshan of Zvid is Mu'ud Behem Havi Mu'ud La'odom. The Gemara is asking a kasha, and therefore the Gemara continues Elo. We have to say a different teretz. However, the Magen Mishnah says Akar the Ram was not going to use the word Elo. And therefore, the Ram understood that the Gemara means to say Kigoyin Charik Shleisha Behemois or Mu'ud Behem Havi Mu'ud La'odom. It's not a kasha, rather it's an explanation of what Rav Zvid says. And the same is true by Avik Achavim as well. When it says Kigoyin Charik Shleisha Avik Achavim, the Gemara explains because Mu'ud Avik Achavim Havi Mu'ud Yisrael. And again, the next word the Gemara Elo, the Ram was not Goyris. The same will be by Shleisha b'nei Adam Treifa there as well. The Gemara has an explanation because Mu'ud Treifa having Mu'ud L'Shalim. However, Behemshach the Magen Mishnah says this would explain the Pshan and the Rambam by the case of Treifa or by the case of Avik Echavim. The Rambam understands that the Gemara was never Matchel these Terutzim. However, the case of Shleisha Behemois, that the Magen Mishnah says is already difficult. He says there the Gemara definitely meant to ask Akasha, B'loshan Tmiya or Mu'ud Behema having Mu'ud La'odom. He says it's Mavur like this, Bekama Mekoimois, in other places it's Mavur like this as well. He's referring to the Gemara Daf Lam Zayin Omer Aleph, where there's machlekes between Rav Zvid and her papa. Over there, it's machlekes whether Mu'ud La'odom having Mu'ud LeBehema, and Adam is harder for the Shor to be Negeach. And according to her papa, even Mu'ud La'odom is not considered Mu'ud LeBehema. Rav Zvid argues and he holds that Mu'ud La'odom is considered Mu'ud LeBehema, but the other way around, to say that Mu'ud LeBehema having Mu'ud La'odom, that nobody holds of. And furthermore, the Magen Mishnah asks, the Ram himself paskins in Perek Vav Hilchos Niskamom and Alocha Ches, that even Mu'ud La'odom is not considered Mu'ud LeBehema, like the Shita of her papa in Daf Lam Zayin. And if so, Koshkin, the other way around, Mu'ud L'Behema would not be considered Mu'ud La'odom. So how can the Ram Paskin over here, that leading Kaifer Mu'ud L'Behema is considered a Mu'ud La'odom? The Magen Mishnah leaves off B'tzarech Iyun. So the Kesef Mishnah over there quotes this Kasha of the Magen Mishnah. He says the Kasha is not difficult B'chlal. Because that which the Ram Paskin is like the Shita of Rav Papa, that Mu'ud La'odom is not considered Mu'ud L'Behema. And if so, Koshkin, the other way around, that's talking about where the Shor was Mazik. Mashenkin, in the case where the Shor was Mamis, where it killed, that's very different. Here the Ram Paskin says even Mu'ud L'Behema having Mu'ud La'odom. This is what the Kesef Mishnah says. However, he doesn't offer an explanation. What should be the chilek between Hezek and Hariga? The Rav Naftali Trop in the Chedusha HaGranat in the first Siman of Baba Kama, he offers an explanation. What should be the chilek over here between Hezek and Hariga? And he explains that there are different gedarim For what makes a shor into a mu'ud l'inyan l'chiyuv of nezek to pay nezek shalim, and what makes a shor a mu'ud l'inyan l'chiyuv of kofer? Now before we explain the chilik, we'll mention first another raya that he brings to this yisoid. And as in last, the kemta of the Gemara, Ravina says, v'makirin es ba'al shor v'im makirin es ha-shor. The case where it's shayach for a shor to become a mu'ud l'inyan l'chiyuv of kofer, and the shor was not killed with the first three negichos, the case is talking about where the edim came to be made that the shor killed. However, they said that we weren't makir exactly which shor it was. They knew who the Bailam were, and therefore they were able to be made in front of him that one of your Shvarim killed. However, Bezim would not be able to kill the Shar, because Maisa, we don't know exactly which Shar it was. And that Gemara asks Akasha, my Havli Lemevid, if they weren't able to tell the Bailam which one of his Shvarim killed, how is the Bailam able to watch his Shar, and how can we be Mechayvim Kaifer? And that Gemara answers, Mishum Damrile, Turin Nakhana Islach Bevakroch, Yboiloch Nature Kule Bakroch. Once you know that one of your Shvarim are Nagiach, you should have watched all of them, and therefore we can be Mechayv the Bailam Kaifer by the fourth Nagicha. The Rashi over here explains, what does Ravina mean? The case is talking about Edom came to Bezdin and were made that one of your Shvarim were Negeach, and they didn't know which Shar it was. After the third Negeach, they came to Bezdin, they say that this Shar was Negeach, and we recognize that this is actually the same Shar that did the first two Negeachs as well. Derech Agav, Rashi over here is going, Al Derech Lashita of Rashi, and Afchav Gilmum and Beis. Rashi over there holds it already, but the third Negeach, Yerchayiv Nezek Shalim, Tais over there says Rashi was Chayzer from this. Al Kapan, Rashi over here is still going, Yerchayiv Nezek Shalim for the third Negeach, and Rashi explains, what does Ravina mean over here? The first two Negeachs, they came to be made on, but they didn't recognize the Shar. After the third Negicha, they're able to tell us, this is the Shar who actually did the first two Negichas as well. The Rishayim say like this as well, the Rashba and the Ravid, they don't go like Rashi, that the third Negicha, Yerchayim Rezek Shalim, it's the fourth Negicha, but Akapan and the Mahach of the Gemara is the same as Rashi. They came to be made in front of Bezin about the first three Negichas, and those they did not recognize the Shar. After they come to be made on the fourth Negicha, they say that this is the same Shar which did the first three Negichas. This is the case which Ravina tells us, is the case where Shach to Mechayv the Bayim Kaifer for the fourth Negicha, because the Shar was not killed by the first three Negichos. The Lach Mishnah, as well as the Meloi HaRayim, they're Medayik, that the Ram understands this Gemara differently. The Ram in the same Halacha which we read previously, Perek Yud Hilchos Niskemam and Halacha Gimel, where he brings all of the Kimtos of the Gemara, and the Ram brings the Kimt of Ravina as well. And this is the Lashon of the Ram over there. He says, V'chein, im hekiru ha'edim es bal ha'shar, v'lo hekiru es ha'shar b'pam rishayna v'shniya u'shlishis, u'b'revi es ro'u shayre shaharag, v'lo hayu yoydim im zehu ha'shar shaharag b'shlisha p'am rishaynais ay achar hoya. The Ram explains the case that they didn't know which Shar it was the first three times, which means they weren't able to identify the Shar after it was Negeach, but somehow they did know that it was the same Shar which was Negeach three times. This Derech Agav would seem to be difficult. How is it possible such a case? But Akupam, this is the Mashmais of the Ramam. They knew it was the same Shar which was Negeach three times, but they weren't able to identify it afterwards to give it a Chiv of Skila. And the fourth time as well, they saw a Shar kill. They didn't know if this was the same Shar which killed the first three times. And the Ram continues that the Din is in this case, Ram says in this case, since he knows already that he has a shor which was negeach three times, he should have watched his whole herd, and since he didn't, he's mechayv to pay kofer. Now Lech Mishnah is medayik in the Ram holds not like Rashi and these other Rishayim. Rather, the Ram learns that even after the fourth negeicha, we don't know for sure, the Edom never told us that this shor which was negeach the fourth negeicha was the same shor that was negeach the first three negeichas. It still the din is that the Bayam has to pay Kaifer. Lech Mishnah quotes it to Makam Mishnah learns the Ram not like this. Rather, in the end, after the fourth Negicha, we were Makir, that this is the same Shah which was Negech, the first three Negichas. However, the Lech Mishnah asks, he doesn't understand how the Makam Mishnah could say this. The Lashon of the Ram is clearly Mavur not like this. Therefore, he leaves off that the Maisa of the Ram argues in Rashi, and he learns that even in the end, we were never Makir, that this is the same Shah which was Negech, the first three Negichas. Now, the Meloi Ram makes the same Deek in the Rambam, and he asks us as a Kasha, how is it Shaykh? How could we Mechayev the Bailim, the Chiv of Kaifer? We don't know for sure that Ashar Mu'id was one that killed with the fourth Negicha. Meloi Ram wants to suggest perhaps that maybe the Pshan the Ram is that since the Chiv of Kaifer is a Kapara, so Misafik he wants to make sure that he gets a Kapara. He should have to be Cheshish that maybe the Shar which was Negech, the fourth Negicha, was the same Shar which was Negech, the first three Negichas. Therefore, he should pay Kaifer Misafik if he wants the Kapara. Similar to that which the Magen Mishnah learns with Asim Ram in the case of Shar Shal Shnei Shudfim. Then the end of Meloi Ram leaves off and he says, perhaps the Ramam held that there's a chilik between the din mu'ud for Nezek Shalim and the din mu'ud for Achi of Kaifer. For the din mu'ud of Nezek Shalim, you have to know that this shor was already negeach three times and actually became a mu'ud in order to be mechayev the bayam Nezek Shalim. But shenkin, the din mu'ud for the Achi of Kaifer, you don't really have to know that any specific shor became a mu'ud because it was negeach three times. All you need is that the bayam knows that one of his shvarim were negeach three times. So he knows he has to watch his whole herd. If afterwards one of his shvarim killed, the Bayam is Mechuyev Kaifer, and even if I leave with the emesis, it was not the same Shar which was Negech the first three times. For the Chiyev Kaifer, that's enough. All you need is that the Bailam knows that he has to watch his Shvarim, because one of them was already Negech three times. Once he didn't watch them, and one of his Shvarim killed, That's very enough for Mechayev the Baidam, the Chiv of Kaifer. He leaves off Betzarachiyin. This would seem to be a tremendous Chiddush that the Ram would hold. You don't need that the Shor should actually be a Mu'id in order to be Mechayev the Baidam, the Chiv of Kaifer. Now, this last Chiddush of the Meloy Roim is similar to that which we mentioned previously for Bereft Tali. He also wanted to be Mechayev between the Gdarm necessary to make a Shor into a Mu'id, the Indian, the Chiv of Nezek Shalim, and the Gdarm necessary to make the Shor into a Mu'id, the Indian, the Chiv of Kaifer. And Rav Tali quotes the Lashon of the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about what is the din of a shor is negeach shelo bekavano, whether the Baal is chayv or not. The Gemara has a shaila whether we should compare the din of a shor negeach to that which a shor is chayv misa if it kills. A shor that kills shelo bekavano is potter from misa. So should we compare the din of a shor shehizik that the Baal will be potter from the chi of nezek, just like if a shor kills shelo bekavano is potter from misa, or should we compare the din of shor shehizik to the din of a shor which kills after the fourth time when it's a mood already? The din is that the Baal was chayv kaifer even if the shor was hayrik shelo bekavano. So maybe Shor Shehizik should have that same din. This is the Gemara's Shaila. The Gemara explains that the sheet of Reb Shimon is that you learn Shor Shehizik from the din of Chiyuv Misa on the Shor when the Shor kills, that your potter Shalai B'Kavana. The Gemara explains, what is the Svar of Reb Shimon? Darin Chiyuv Shor Mechiyuv Shor Lafukei Kaifer Dechiyuv Debailim Hi. We should learn the Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezik of a Shor from now which a Shor Shehari is potter from Misa, because those are both Dinei Deshor. Lafukei Kaifer, we don't learn from the case of Kaifer, because that's Chiyuv Debailim Hi. That's a Chiyuv on the Bailim. Now, if Tali points out, what does the Gemara mean to say over here, that when we talk about a chiyuv netek of a shor shenagach, we're calling that chiyuv deshor. When we talk about a chiyuv kaifer, that we call chiyuv debailim. What is the difference? The chiyuv netek also is chiyuv debailim. It's a chiyuv on him for not watching his shor. Why do we call that chiyuv deshor? So Rav Tali explains, based on the chakira, which we mentioned previously, the chakira of Abisar Zaman in the beginning of the Masechta, what exactly is the yisayit hachiyuv from Maman Amazik? Is the pshat that the yisayit hachiyuv is for that which he was pashed, did not watch his shor? That's what's mechayev him to pay for the damages which his shor caused? Or is the pshat that it's not that the pshi of the bailim which is the mechayiv over here, rather the Torah holds the bailim responsible for any damage which the shor did, since the shor is his moment, and this shor caused a hefsit to someone, the bailim is mechayiv to repay for that hezik. It's not that the pshi which is mechayiv, rather the etzem fact that he owns this moment, and this moment caused someone a loss, that's what's mechayiv the bailim to pay for this loss. And Rav Tali's mechayiv that these two tzadim are actually the difference between the chiyuv tashlumei nezek and the chiyuv of kaifer. By Tashlumei Nezek, Rav Tali understands that the Pashtus is like the Tzad, that the Mechayiv is Maman HaMazik. Rav Tali explains, that's the Pshat and the Lashon of the Gemara, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. This is called Chiyuv HaDeshar. The Shor was the one responsible for this damage, and the Chiyuv HaDeshar, the Torah placed on the Bailim, he has to take the responsibility for what his Shor caused. However, by Kaifer, Rav Tali explains, there it works differently. As the Gemara says, Kaifer is called Chiyuv HaDeBailim. There the Pshat is, that if his Pshia and Shmir result in the death of a person, the Torah was Mechayiv in the Chiyuv of Kaifer. And with this, Rav Tali explains, what is the pshat in the Rambam, al derech that which the Meloy HaRaim said, Rambam is informed that as far as Chiyuv Kaifer is concerned, even if we don't know for sure that the shor which did the fourth negicha was the same shor which did the first three negichas, since it already was v'huad b'bayla v'lo yishmerenu, the Bailam was told that he has a shor nagoch, and even though we didn't know exactly which shor it was, but since he was mechayiv to wash all of his shvarim and he didn't, that's already enough to mechayiv and mechayiv of Kaifer, and even if I'll leave with the emes, the shor which was negech the fourth negicha never actually became a mu'ud. However, this din is true only by the Chiyuv of Kaifer. The Chiyuv of Tashlumei Nezek to be Mechayiv Nezek Shalim because the Shor is a Mu'id, his Ram definitely would agree that if we don't know that the Shor who did the fourth Negicha is the same Shor which did the first three Negichas, we'd not be able to be Mechayiv the Baal Nezek Shalim. And the Pshat is because we have to know that the Shor became a Mu'id. Since it's Tali in the Chiyuv of the Shor, a Shor which was Negech three times, it's Chal on the Shor a shame of a Mu'id, and when it's Negech a fourth time as a Mu'id, so the Chiyuv of the Shor, the responsibility that this Shor has for the Hezek which it's caused, that responsibility will be placed on the owner. So if the shor was a mu'ud, that's the shor which had responsibility for the hezek, then the owner is mechuyev to pay nezek shalim. Therefore, it's totally in lamaisa, the shor having a shame of a mu'ud, it's not enough if the bayam knows that he has to wash all of his shvarim because one of them is a mu'ud. It has to be that the shor which actually did the fourth negicha is the same one which did the first three negichas in order for the bayam to be mechuyev in nezek shalim. Based on this, Rav Tali explains, we could also answer the other kasha of the Rambam, the kasha that the Magen Mishnah asked, how can the Rambam paskin that if a shor kills three times a behema, that's enough to make it into a mu'ud in the chiyuv of kaifer. If afterwards it will kill a person, the Baal will be mechayiv in kaifer. The Rambam himself paskens that even mu'ud la'odam le'avi mu'ud la'behema, koshkin mu'ud la'behema le'avi mu'ud la'odam. And Rav Tali explains here also there's a chilik about what's necessary to make the shor into a mu'ud in the chiyuv of nezek shalim, and what's necessary to make it into a mu'ud in the chiyuv of kaifer. In the chiyuv of tushlumei nezek, there the Rambam paskens that even mu'ud la'odam le'avi mu'ud la'behema. And the pshat is because since it has to be chal on the shor a shame of a mu'ud, that's what's mechayiv the Baal nezek shalim. It's not telling the pshi of the shmira, rather it's telling the chiyuv of the shor, and the din is that a shor is only considered a mu'ud for the min which was read in the geach three times. We pass in like Rav Papa that mu'ud for one min does not become a mu'ud for a different min, and even mu'ud la'odam le'avi mu'ud la'behema. However, when we talk about the chiyuv of kaifer, That's telling the Pshiyah of Sabaylim, and here the Rambam paskins, if the Bayam knows that his Shor was Negerach 3 times, even if it was Negerach Behemoth 3 times, that's Mechayev the Bayam to watch his Shor more. And if he doesn't watch his Shor, he's Peshay in the Shmira, and then it goes and kills the person. This is enough to Mechayev the Bayam in the Chiyuv of Kaifer. This is the Mahalach of Raftai to answer the Rambam, who seemed to need more Hezbur, but Al-Kapayim, this is the Yisai that he says over there. And based on this, we could also answer the Kash that we asked previously on the Toysis Daf Chav Daman Amud Beis. We saw that Toysis holds that in order for a Shor to become a Mu'ud, Le'in Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezek, it has to be that it was Negerach 3 times, Negichas, which were Negichas HaMechayvais. If it was Negerach a Shor of Hefker or a Shor of a Goy, since those Negichas are not Mechayv the Bailim, those Negichas would not make the Shor into a Mu'ud. And the Kash we asked was that in Erster Gitz Mavur, there's a time to say even through an Umdana, even if the Shor was never Negerach LaMaisa, it just tried to be Negerach, and we have an Umdana, that had the person not have ran away, the Shor would have killed him, that would also be enough to make him into a Mu'ud, leaning in the Chiyuv of Kaifer. The same we saw by a Goy, also the Gemara has a time to say, that 3 negichas of a guy would also be enough to make it into a mu'ud in the chiyuv of kaifer. And there also the chayr, the kasha is, has a sit with Tosfos, that's not a negicha mechayeves. According to what we're explaining now from Raftali, the chayr, we could differentiate between the Tosfos and Chav Daled and Er Sugya. Tosfos and Chav Daled was talking about what is necessary, what negichas are enough to make the shor into a mu'ud in the chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. And that Tosfos holds has to be a negicha mechayeves. And the pshat would be, in order for the shor to get a shame of a mu'ud, it has to be that the shor was already negeach negichas, which were mechayev tashlumei Nezek. Now, even though if the Bayam knows that his Shor is wearing Negeach, a Shor of Hefker, or a Shor of a Goy, he knows that his Shor is a Nachon, and he should have to watch his Shor better, but still, since the Chiv of Nezek Shalim is not based on the Pshia of the Bailim, rather it's telling the Shor actually becoming a Mu'id, in order for the Shor to become a Mu'id, it had to have been Negeach Negeches, which were Mechaivin. However, in Esther, we're talking about the Chiv of Kaifer, as the Raftali explains, this is telling the Pshia of the Shmira on the Bailim, that's the Homachaiv of the Chiv of Kaifer. Here, even Taisa would be masculine that there is no din that it has to be that it was already Negeach Negeches and Mechaivis. If we're saying with Das Ram, even a greater Chiddush, even if it wasn't this Shor B'chlal that was Negeach the first 3 Negichos, it was a different Shor entirely. And still, since the Bayam knows that he has to watch his entire herd, that's enough to be Mechayev the Bayam in the Chiyuv of Kaifer. So even if we don't go so far with Das Tosfos and say that he holds like the Rambam, rather it does have to be the same Shor which was Negeach the first 3 times. If that Shor is Negeach the 4th time, that's when there's a Chiyuv of Kaifer. But Tosfos can hold that it doesn't have to be Dafka Negichos and Mechayevos, just as we explained with Das Ram, that even Negichos of Behemos would be enough to make it into a mu'ud legabe Adam. With Das Tosfos, we could say that here, even the Negichos, which are not Mechayvos, are enough to make it into a mu'ud legabe the Chiyuv of Kaifer. Now, continue on, the Raisa further down the Amud brings a drosha, now which the Pasuk says, Sokol Yisokol HaShor V'lo Yeochol Es Besarei. The Raisa learns from here that if it's talking about after you did Skila, that the Basar is Asar to eat, either way we know it's Asar to eat, because it's a Nevela. Elamite's telling us that even if you Shechted it, after the Gmar Din, still the Din is that the Basar is Asar to eat. Then the Braisa continues and says, how do we know that it's even Asr Bahano? From the Pasuk it says, Baal Hoshar Noki, from there we learn that it's even Asr Bahano. Now at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara continues, the Gemara brings Mask of La Marzutra, Eimahani Mili Hechi the Bodik Tzor V'Shachet Ba. Maybe this din that we're learning from the Pasuk, that even if you shechted it, still it's Asr Bahano, that's only if you shechted it with a stone. That would be considered a form of skila, that's why it would be Asr Bahano. Avle Hechad the Shachti B'Sakin Loi. And this Gemara answers, Amri, Otu Sakin Ksiva by Raisa. Does the Torah say anywhere that the Shechita has to be done with a Sakin? As Rashi explains, there's no chilek between the Shechita of a Sakin and the Shechita of a Tzur, therefore there'll be no svar to be mechak that a Shechita of a Sakin would make a Mutter Bahano. Now, in order to really understand the Sugya over here, it's important to mention a fundamental machlokes Rishonim, machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and Tosfos in a number of places, but when exactly the din of Isser Hanoah is chal on the Shor HaNiskal. The Shechita of Rabbeinu Tam, this is brought in Tosfos in Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph, as well as later on in Daf Memhei Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Zvachim is Ma'arich about this as well, and Daf Ainam Beis, and it's in Sanhedrin Ayin Tesam Beis as well. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Shor HaNiskal, even after there's a Gemar Din, that it's Mechuyev Skila, the Shor HaNiskal does not yet become Asr Ba'ano until after it's Niskal or after the Shechita. Meaning, even though we see in our Sugya, it's not the Pshat that if it's Niskayim Skila, then it becomes Asr Ba'ano. Rather, even if we have a Shechita, also it would be Asr Ba'ano, but it does not mean to say that it's Chal Rei the Isra Ano beforehand. Only after it's Niskal or after it's Nishchat, or even if it would die by itself also, at that moment, then it would be Chal the Isra Hana. Earlier in Daf Chav Daled, Tosfos brings the Shabbeinu Tam to explain that even after the Shor Niskal had a Gemar Din that it's Mechuyev Misa, if afterwards it's Negeach again, the Bailam is still Mechuyev for it. If we would have said not like Rabbeinu Tam, rather after the Gemar Din it's already Chal on the Shor HaNiskal, a Din of Isra Hana, it would not be considered the Bailam's, since it's also for him to have any enough from it, and if it's Negeach once again after the Gemar Din, the Bailam will not be Mechuyev for that Negeach. However, since Rabbeinu Tam holds it's not Yachal and Nisra Hano after the Gemar Din, Only once it's dead, either through the shechita or through the skilo, that's when the Isra knows chal. Therefore, according to Bein Tam, the din will be that even after the Gemar din, if it's negech once again, it's still the Bailam since he's allowed to have enough from it, and he'll be mechuyev for that negicha. As we mentioned, Tosfos in Tzvachim and Tosfos in Sanhedrin, they have an arichos about this. Over there, it's machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri holds that a Shor Niskal already becomes Asur Ba'anah from the moment of the Gemar Din, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that only after it's dead, that's when the Isra Anah is Chal. Rashi later on in Er Perek on Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, the Gemara there is talking about the Din that for sure was Mimis, and it's Mechoyiv Miso, it's a Shor Niskal, and a person went and sold it before the Gemar Din, the Din is that the Mechira is Kayim, or if he was Makdash it, the Hegdash is Kayim. If whoever he sold it after already there was a Gemar Din, then the Braisa says, Mochor Eini Mochor, Hegdisha Eini Mugdash. And Rashi over there explains that Dibur Maschal Eini Mugdash, that once it's a Gemar Din already, then the Hegdash is Nachal, he says, Delav Bershusik Demari Koi Lak Dushay. It's no longer in the Shus of the Bailam that he should be able to be Makdash it. In other words, once it's Osir Banot, it's not considered Bershusay, therefore the Hegdash is Nachal. Tayus over there on Dibur Maschal Mochor, he brings Rashi, and he understands that Rashi means to say that already from the moment of the Gemar Din, it's Osir Banot, that's the reason why the Hegdash will not be Chal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos says, who holds that it's not Osir Ba'anah from the moment of the Gemar Din, Rabbeinu Tam will have to explain a different reason why the Hegdash is not Chal. Now, Tosfos, both in Tzvachim Ayin Amud Beis and in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes Amud Beis, when Tosfos discusses the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos brings that one of the Ikur Rais of Rabbeinu Tam was from Er Sugya. Rabbeinu Tam says that Kulo Sugya, our whole Sugya is Mashmer, like he's saying, that the Isra Anah is not Chal Mechaim, rather only after Misa. Rabbeinu Tam Lachar means to say is that if the Isra Anah would be Chal immediately at the Gemar Din, what is the whole need in the sugya if you shecht it, whether it's Osir Ba'anah or Mutar Ba'anah? Either way, the Isra Anah was already chal from the moment of the Gemar Din. As sugya is mukhad, you don't say immediately at the time of the Gemar Din the Isra Anah is chal, and that's the shak of Atari in our sugya. Is it only when there's a skila that the Isra Anah is chal, or even if when there's a shechita also, the Isra Anah will be chal then after the shechita? That's the Gemar Darshan from the Pasuk, that even if there's a shechita, that also will make an Isra Anah. And the Chari will see that the Pshan in Rabbeinu Tam is that the actual Psak Din, the Bezin is Mechayvin in skila, that does not create an Isra Anah. Rather, only after it was Niskayim, the din of the Torah, that it's supposed to be Niskal, the skill itself is what creates this Isra Anah. So without the Pasuk, we would have understood that if we would have had a Shechita and not a Skila, it was not Niskayim, the din of the Torah, there the Torah never said that it would be Osir Ba'anah. Now that we do have a Rebu to tell us that even if it's Nishchat, also it's Osir Ba'anah, what is the Pshat? What is the Gedder of this din? So the Pshat is, this is how Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains in the Sefer Mincha Shlema, that even though you did not give Skila to the Shah the way the Torah said, rather, you shechted the shar, the shechit of the shar could also be a kiyum of the harigas bezdin that the Torah was mechayiv this shar. Even though you didn't kill it the proper way, you killed it in a different way, that also could be considered a kiyum of the einish that the shar was supposed to get, and therefore through this kiyum einish, the din is chal, that it becomes asur ba'anah. Rav Shlomo Zalman compares this to a concept that we find that if someone is mechayiv misas bezdin, and bezdin kills him in the wrong way, so even though they didn't do the mitzvah properly the way it was supposed to, but b'dievet it's still considered that it was neskayim the chiyuv of misas bezdin. So too over here, even though you didn't kill the shor with skila the way you're supposed to, rather you shechted, it's still considered a kiyum of the einish, and for that reason it will be chal the din of Isra Anah. Now based on this, we can understand very well the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Eim hani mili hecha de bodik sor v'shochet bod avdu b'kein skila. The Gemara means to ask, maybe only if you shechted it with the rack, that could be considered a kiyum of the einish of skila, because it's similar a little bit to skila, but if it's shechted with a knife, maybe that's b'chal not a kiyum of skila, meaning to say, and therefore it would not be chal Isra Anah. The Pshat is like we're explaining according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Isra Anah is Chal al Yidei the Kim of the Skila. And even though we're being marbed from a pasuk that through Shechita also it's Chal Isra Anah, the Gemara has a tat to say that maybe that's only if the Shechita was similar to the Skila, then it could be considered a Kim of the Einish that the Shor was supposed to get. Rashenkin, if it's Shechted with a knife, that's Bechlal not a Kim of the Einish, and therefore it would not become Osir Ba'anah. And that the Gemara answers that there's no Chilik Bechlal between Shechita, whether it's done with a knife or done with a stone. The Torah doesn't describe Shechita Dafka as being done with a knife. Therefore, we cannot be mechalik and say that a shechita with a knife is different than a shechita with a rack. Now, we come out that according to this understanding, Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, what would be in a case where the shor died on its own? You didn't do skila, you didn't do shechita either, and you didn't kill it in any way, rather it died on its own. In that case, you definitely cannot say that it was neskayim, the einish that it was supposed to get in bezdin. Then the shor should come out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the din should be that it should still be mutar ba'anah. And the Maaseh of Rav Shlomo Zalman leaves off b'tzarchin, what would be the din according to Rabbeinu Tam in this case? And this is all according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like the sheet of the Ri, which as we saw Rashi and Daf Memhei is mashma like this, then Shor Niskal becomes Osir Ba'anah immediately at the time of the Gemar Din, the Chol you have to learn our sugya, the Shak Levitari, totally different. And that is, that the two Sodom of our Gemara, whether the Shor is Osir Ba'anah only if there was a Skila, or even if there was a Shechita also it's Osir Ba'anah, the two Sodom are this Gufa, when exactly it's Chal the Isra Anah on this Shor Niskal. If we'll say that it's only Osir Ba'anah when it's Neskayim Skila, if you shechted it's not Osir Bahana, then the plot will be that the Gemara din itself is not what creates the Isr Hana, or the keem of the skila that the Torah says, that's what creates the Isr Hana. Now that the din is that we're married from the Pasuk, that even if it's shechted it's still Osir Bahana, the plot is that what we're learning really is that it's the Gemara din itself which is what creates the Isr Hana, and not the keem of skila. In other words, these Rishonim will hold that it's not the pshat that when we're married by Shechita, that even if the Shechita is Nishchet, also it's Asr Bana, the pshat is because Shechita is also considered a keem of the Harigas Bezdin, and therefore that also could create Isr Hana. Rather, what we're being married is that the Isr Hana is already Chal beforehand at the time of the Gemar Din, meaning Gemar Din that this Shechita is Mechiv Skila, that's what gives the Isr Hana, and therefore there's no difference what happens afterwards, whether it was Niskal or whether it was Shechted, or even if it dies by itself. In any case, it will be that it's Asr Bana, because the Isr Hana was already Chal at the time of the Gemar Din. Now, according to this Mahalach, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, "Eim hechad the bodik tzur v'shachet bo, da'avde kein skilo," that's when the din is that it'll be Osir Bana. Av hechad the shachet b'sakin loy, what the Gemara means to ask is, how could you build this whole fundamental yusayid that the Isra Hana is already chal at the time of the Gemara din? Maybe the pshat is really that it's only chal at the time of the skilo. Now, which we remember that even shchita also is Osir Bana, the pshat is because the shchita is also a kiyim of the Harigas Bezdin when the shchita is done with a tzur. But if the shchita is done with a knife, it'll be Osir Bana. The pshat is because it was never chal on Isr Hana at the time of the Gemar Din. In other words, what the Gemara is asking over here at this point is, maybe the whole Yusayit is wrong. You can't prove from here that Isr Hana is already chal at the time of the Gemar Din. Maybe all we're being married from the Pasuk is that Shechita is also a keem of Harigas Bezdin, and that's why also at that point it will be chal Isr Hana. And this Gemara answers, there's no chal between the Shechita of a Sakin and the Shechita of a Tzur. When Shechita is done with a rock, it's not any more of a keem of Skila than when it's done with a Sakin. And akarach, what we're learning from the pasuk is that even if there was no kiyum skila at all, still then is it Osir Bana. Akarach, the pshat is because the Isra Hana was already chal at the time of the Gemar Din. So, b'kitzur, according to Bein Tam, comes out that the need in the sugya is whether we could consider the shchita a kiyum of the Harigas Bezdin, and therefore it will be chal Isra Hana, or it's not considered a kiyum of the Harigas Bezdin. According to the other Yishayim, the need of the sugya is, do we say the Isra Hana is chal only if it's niskayim of skila, or a different form which also could be considered a kiyum of Harigas Bezdin? Or do we say, no, it's not totally in the keem of the Harigas Bezdin, the Isra Hana is already chal at the time the Bezdin gave a psak that it's mechuyev skila. Now, continue on, the Gemara discusses, what do we learn from the words Baal HaSharnoki? Originally on Amar Aleph, the Gemara explains Baal HaSharnoki is the Makar to tell us that it's also not only ba'achila, but even ba'ana. Here in Amar Beis, the Gemara says that according to Rebbe Vo, who holds that whenever the Pasuk says a Lashon of Lo Yoichal, that includes an Isra Hana, what do you need Baal HaSharnoki? So at first, the Gemara wanted to say it's coming to tell us Lahanoras Oirei. However, furthermore, the Gemara brings the Machaikas Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva, they dash in other things from Baal HaSharnoki, and the Gemara explains that they all, you could learn Hanas Ari from the word S in the Pasuk, S is coming to be married, but that even the Ari is Aser. Now, what is the sheet of Rebbe Lezer over here? He says Baal HaSharnoki means Noki Mechatzi Kaifer. It would have been half a minute to say that the same way Ashar Hamur is Mechuiv in Kaifer Shalim, Ashar Tam is Mechuiv in Chatzi Kaifer, and that would learn from the Pasuk that there is no Chiv of Chatzi Kaifer for Ashar Tam. Now, Rebbe Kiva argues on this and he says you don't need a Pasuk for this. Because who adds my in mishtalim elam migufay? If you lebezin v'yishalim l'cha, meaning to say that even on the tzad that you would be goyve chatzi kofer when a shor tam kills, it would only be nigva from the guf of the shor. The same way if a shor is mazik, you only goyve from the guf of the shor by a shor tam. The same way true by chatzi kofer. Tosis stresses this point in the Dibur Maskil of you lebezin v'yishalim l'cha. He explains since the whole makar of chatzi kofer would be from the din of chatzi nezek, it wouldn't be able to be more chomer than chatzi nezek, and it would only be nigva from the guf of the shor. Nefer, Rebbe Kiva tells Elazar, why do you need the pasuk of Baal HaSharnoki to tell us Noki Mechatzi Kofer? Either way, since the Shor Tam which kills is Chayiv Misa, there's no place to be goyve the Chatzi Kofer anyhow, therefore you don't need a pasuk. And then Rebbe Elazar says back to Rebbe Kiva, two truths into this kasha. The first Brayser brings one teretz, he says, Ein Dini, Elkish Emes says, Adam Alpi Eidechor or Alpi Bailim. Echnam, you only need the Josh of Baal HaSharnoki to tell you Noki Mechatzi Kofer in case where there is no Chayiv Misa on the Shor. Like if there's no two aid, it was one aid, or the Bailam himself was made that his shar killed. That's the case where you need the pasuk to tell you that you're potter from chatzi koifer. The second Brayser gave a different teretz in the case where it was miskaven harigas behem of harigas adam, or the mitzvah of harigas yisrael, or nefam v'alibren kayama. In those cases, the shar is not mechuyev misa. There would have been a tzad to say that you're mechuyev chatzi koifer. That the pasuk tells us that Baal HaSharnoki there is no chiyev chatzi koifer. Now there are a few points which have to be clarified over here. Firstly, the Gemara doesn't explain what is the answer for Bekiva to these two tainas of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Kiva said you don't need a pasuk because if you have the bezin v'yishalim l'cha. Rebbe Lezer answered back that there are two cases where the shor is not mechuyev misa, and in those cases you do need a pasuk. How does Rebbe Kiva deal with that taina? We see later on from the Gemara daf Membeis on Membeis that Rebbe Kiva was not maskin to Rebbe Lezer in the end, so therefore we have to understand how does he answer those tainas of Rebbe Lezer. That's one point we have to clarify, and the second point is when Rebbe Kiva says if you have the bezin v'yishalim l'cha, what exactly does Rebbe Kiva mean to say? Is he saying You don't need this drosha of Baal Shanaki to tell you Naki Mechatzi Koifer, because it's not Negea anyhow. Since practically speaking, there's no place for him to be Goyver this Chiv, even if there would be a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer. Or does Rebbe Kivir really mean to say that this Svara, if you the Bezin of Yishalim Lecha, is actually a Svara where there is no Chiv Bechlal? Not just that practically speaking, there's no place to be Goyver, rather, this Svara is Megaltos that the Chiv is never Chal in the first place. Lecha, this second side would be more Mistaber, because if you say like the first side, that Be'etzim there is a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, just Rebbe Kivir saying it's not Negea, there's no place to collect this Chiv from. If so, Lecha, it would come out that since Be'etzim there is a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, once there's a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, Bistom the Pshat is because there's a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Chatzi Koifer is coming to be paid there, Pidyon Nafshei, as the Pasuk says. If so, he would be left with a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim and no way of being paid there by paying the Koifer. So it seems that the second side is more Mistaber, Rakapam, these are the two points that we have to clarify in the sheet of Rebbe Kiva. As far as the first shayla we posed, has Rebbe Kiva answered this taina that Rebbe Lezer says, Ein Dini El B'Miskam L'Hargis B'Heim Avargis Adam, this is a case where there's no Chiv Misa. Here, Lecha, you need a Pasuk to tell us that there is no Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, because in this case, you would have been able to be given the Chatzi Koifer from the goof of the Shar. Teich Zvarav, he explains, the Svar of Rebbe Kiva is that in this case, where the Shar was Negeach, Shaloi B'Kavano, was Miskavan L'Hargis B'Heim Avargis Adam, since the Shar is not Mechiv Skilo, there's also no Chiv Koifer. Since the Pasuk says, Ashar Yisak of a Gambal of Yumos, and in that Yumos it says, M'Kaifa Yushasalov, the Mashmois of the Psukkim is that the whole Chi of Kaifer is Dafka in the case where the Shar is Mechiv Skila. If you hear Rebbe Kiva would say, you don't need a Pasuk to tell us that there's no Chi of Chatzi Kaifer by a Tam, because even in Mur in this case, since there's no Chi of Misa, there would be no Chi of Kaifer. Surely by a Tam also, there's no Chi of Chatzi Kaifer. Now, this which Taisus is referring to is actually a Joshua which the Gemara brings later on in Dafnam Gimel Amid Aleph. This is a sheet of Rabbah, he makes his Joshua. Hashar Yisak of a Gambal of Yumos, from there we learn, Kol Zman Shashar B'Skila Bayal Mishalman Koifer, Ein Hashar B'Skila Ein Bayal Mishalman Koifer. Therefore, if Rebbe Kiva would hold like the sheet of Rabba, we could definitely understand that in these two cases, anyways, there's no Chiv of Koifer. Even by Mud, there wouldn't be a Chiv, and therefore you wouldn't need this Pasuk of Baal Shan Laki to be Mamayit Nokim B'Chatzi Vladis. However, there is a man number later on in the Gemara who argues on Rabba. Abayat Abayam of Mem Gimel Amaraf argues, as well as later on in Mem Gimel Merbeis, Rebbe Yechanan argues, and he dashes from the Pasuk of Im Koifer, he says, Im is coming to be Marbe. Even Shalei B'Kavana, there still is a Chiv Kaifer. Meaning, even Shalei B'Kavana, where there's no Chiv Skila, still a Bayam is a Mechiv Kaifer. The Chiv Kaifer is not dependent on the Chiv of Skila. So, Toys later on, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, and Dibur Maschel Omer Rabbah, and the Sheet of Mekvetis over here in Ersig as well, he brings this B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishaya. They explain that even if Rebbe Kiva will not hold like the Sheet of Rabbah, and even Abaye and Rebbe Chanan, they could fit with the Sheet of Rebbe Kiva. And the Pshat will be that even though by Amud we have a Pasuk where Marbe, Im Kaifer, the Rabbi's Kaifer, Shalei B'Kavana, that's Dafka by Amud, by a Tam. If it's Shalei B'Kavana, even without this drasha of Baal Shanaki to be made time from Chatzi Koifer, here you would know that you put it anyhow because it was in the Gicha Shalei B'Kavana. And the Pshat would be that since here, by a time, if it would have been the Gech B'Kavana, it would not have been Chayiv because of the Svar of Yu Bezim V'Yishalim Loch. Now that it was in the Gech Shalei B'Kavana, Shalei B'Kavana is not going to be more Chomer than B'Kavana. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who has a drasha of Im Koifer to be Marbe in the Gicha Shalei B'Kavana, that's only by a Muid where B'Kavana would be Mechayiv. By a time where B'Kavana would be Potter, Shalei B'Kavana is not going to be more Chomer. Therefore, this will be the Pshat why Rebbe Kiva did not hold of the Terutzim of Rebbe Eliezer in the cases of Al-Piyachar or Pi-Bailim or the case of Shalei B'Kavana. In these cases, where even if it would have been done B'Kavana, it would have been done Al-Pi-Edim, it would not have been a Chiv because of Yivil Bethany Shalim Loch, that it was done Shalei B'Kavana or Shalei Al-Pi-Edim, also your Potter, and for that you not need the Joshua of Baal Shan Laki to be Potter from Laki Mechatzi Vladis. Now, go back to discuss the other question which we posed. What is the Svara of Yivil Bethany Shalim Loch? We ask, is the Pshat that Be'etzim there is a Chiv over here, it's just that there's no place to be Goyv the Chayiv from? Or is the Pshat that this far as Megalatos, that the Torah never meant to be Mechayiv and Bechla with a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer? Lachar, we have a riot to this from the Rabbi Yushai and the Sheet over here, and the Taisus on Daf Mem Gimel, the far that they say that it's not Mestaber, that the Torah will be Mechayiv Shaloi B'Kavana, more than a Chiv of B'Kavana, if you would say like the first time that we mentioned, that Be'etzim there is a Chiv, and the Svar of Yul Be'etzim V'Yishalim L'Cha is just the Svar that it's not Shach to be Goyv that Chiv. And how can Taisus and the Shita say that Shalei B'Kavana cannot be more Chomer than B'Kavana? B'Etzim, even by Kavana also there is a Chiv. There is a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, just practically it's not Shach to be Goyver that Chiv. Shalei B'Kavana, it is practically possible to be Goyver the Chiv, because the Shar is not going to be Mechuyiv Misa. This would not be considered that Shalei B'Kavana is more Chomer than B'Kavana. It would just be that Shalei B'Kavana there is a way to collect, Mashenkin B'Kavana there's no way to collect. This Zachar is a right to the other side, that if you the best of Yishan Lecha is a Svara, the Torah was never Mechayiv a Chiv of Chatzi Koifer, since it's not Shach B'Chal to be Goyver this Chiv. Therefore, Taisus and the Shita say that it's not Mestaber that Shalei B'Kavana will be more Chomer than B'Kavana. If by Kavana there is no Chiv B'Chlal, then by Shalei B'Kavana as well, there won't be any Chiv of Chatzi Koifer. Now go back now to the first Mahalach where Rabbi Eliezer answers Rabbi Akiva and he says, Ein dini ala kashahimis es adam al pi yedechod or al pi bailim. That Gemara asks, al pi bailim moid b'knasu, and the Gemara says, kasavar kufr kapara, Rabbi Eliezer holds that kufr is a kapara. Now there's an interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosafot over here. What is the Gemara's kasha? Al pi bailim moid b'knasu. Rashi says, moid b'knas potter, ki hechid mifter miktola, mifter nami mikufr v'lam likra. Rashi understands that when the Gemara says moid b'knasu, the Gemara is not referring to the chiv of chatzi kufr. Rather, the Gemara is referring to the chiv misa on the shor. The reason why al pi bailim we're not going to chayav the shor misa is because it's a moid b'knas. In other words, the chiv misa, that which we kill the shor, that's a knas on the bailim, and when he's moideh, he's potter from that knas. And Rashi explains the Gemara means to ask v'ki hechi d'mifter miktala mifter nami mikayfer v'lam likra. Once we know that he's potter from misa because it's moid b'knas, he's also potter from kayfer, and you don't need a pasuk. There are a few problems with this Rashi. Firstly, Tosafot Dibur Maskal al pi yedechod. He quotes Rashi in Zvachim and Rashi in Tmura. Rashi says the reason the shor is not nerg al pi bailim, whether the bailim was made on the shor that it was negeach or if it was made on the shor that it was reveya, either way the bailim is not nemon because moed b'knasu. And Taisa asks on this, he says v'teimu l'ri hechen matzino d'harig as shor hu knas. Therefore Taisa argues on Rashi. He says the reason why a bailim was not nemon to be mechayev misa for his shor is because adam karav itzel mamani, he's considered a karav to his shor since the shor is his mamani and therefore he does not have nemonis. Now Agav, there's a ha'ara over here. Why doesn't Taisa's quote at Rashi? Tais brings a Rashi in Zvachim and Rashi in Tmura. Rashi in Esrig is also mavur like this. When the Gemara says, Moed b'knasu, Rashi understands this is referring to the Chiv Misa on the Shor. That's the reason why the Bayim was not Nemo, because it's a Moed b'knas. You see, the Chiv Misa on the Shor is considered a Knas. So the Maram Shif over here explains that Rashi in Esrig is talking about a Shor Tam. A Shor Tam, the same with the Chiv Tashlumin, is a Knas, because it's Becheskas Shomer, the Bayim didn't have to be Chayshish, that the Shor would be Negeach. Therefore, we can understand that the Chiv Misa on the Shor also is a Knas. That's when the Bayim should not have to be Chayshish. The shor would be negeach. The Torah gave a knas on the bayim to make sure that he watches the shor. Knas is that the shor gets killed. For that reason, Tosafot brought a Rashi in Zvachim and Rashi in Tmura. Over there, it's mavur that whether it's a shor tam or a shor muid, which is negeach, or even if it's a shor which is reveya, Rashi is mavur that any time the shor is mechuyev misa, that's because of a knas. And that Tosafot asks for teimu l'ri hechen matzino d'arigas shor hu knas. Well, that's mentioned that there's another kasha that the Chayim ask on this Rashi. Rabbi Chanan the Kavitz Biurim and Oischof Gimel, Nar Semech and Hilchos Edus Per Gidbeis Alachabeis and other Chayim as well. They ask, how could Rashi say that Harigas Shor is a Knas? The Machlekes later on in Daf Mem Daud Amud Beis in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, if a Shor which is Hefker is Mechuyev Misa when it kills. According to the Chacham, even a Shor of Hefker is Mechuyev Misa. And that's Mukha that the Din Misa on the Shor is not a Knas on the Bailim. Over there is no Bailim. Still, the Din is that the Shor is Mechuyev Misa. This is a Kasha on Rashi. Akbam, this is one Nidain, Rashi and Tosis, whether the Chiyev Misa on the Shor is a Knas on the Bailim. Now, Tosis, the next Yibar Maschal, Maidu B'Knasu, he has a different pshat in our Gemara. When the Gemara says, Al pi bailim, moid b'knasu, Tosafot learns, and this l'chari would have been the pashtus, the Gemara means to say, how could we have thought that a shor tam which kills, and the bailim is made on the shor? So in that case, the shor is not mechuyev misa. We would have thought that the bailim is mechuyev in chatzi kofer. That Gemara is asking, what's the tzad that the bailim could be mechayev himself in the chiv of chatzi kofer? That's a moid b'knas. In other words, it's pashtus to the Gemara, the same way chatzi nezik is a knas, if there would be a chiv of chatzi kofer, that would also be a knas. The same with Linen Ezekiel, we say that since the Shor was Becheskas Shomer, the Bayim didn't have to be Chayshid that the Shor would be Negeach, therefore the Chiv of Chatzi Nezek must be a Knas, so too if there's a Chiv of Chatzi Kofer by a Shor Tam, since the Shor was Becheskas Shomer, a Karach would have to be a Knas, and therefore Moed B'Knas is Potter. This is the Pshat of Tosis, and the Pneshua is Matzmiya, why didn't Rashi learn like this as well? This would surely seem to be the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So the Pneshua explains B'das Rashi, the Rashi holds that Asik has to be going that the Chiv of Chatzi Nezek by a Tam is not a Chiv of Knas, rather it's Memoina. Because if Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, the Pshat is because Stam Shomer Becheskas Shimur Kaimi, the Bayim didn't have to be Choshu that the Shor would be Negeach. If so, the same way when it's Mazik, we say that the Chiv of Tashlumin is a Knas. As far as Kofer as well, when it kills, the Gemara would not be able to answer Kosover Kufra Kapara. Kufra Kapara means that the Bayim requires a Kapara because his negligence led to someone's death. And if you hold the Becheskas Shimur Kaimi, he didn't have to be Choshu that the Shor was going to be Negeach and kill someone, he would not require a Kapara either. In other words, the fact that Agamor says Kufra Kapara even by a Tam is Mukh, the Asik is going that a Tam is not Lav Becheskas Shimur Kaimi, and therefore the Chiv Tashuman also of Chatzi Nezek is not a Knas. That's what Rashi learned when the Gemara says, Al pi bailim moid b'knasu, the Gemara meant to say that since the Bayim cannot be Mechayev the Shor in the Chiv Misa, because the Chiv Misa of the Shor is a Knas on the Bayim, and moid b'knas is Potter, therefore as Rashi explains, V'kihechi de Mifter Miktala, Mifter Nami Mikoifer. Once the Shor is Potter from Misa, the Bayim is also Potter from Koifer. Now that also requires an explanation. What does Rashi mean over there? Ki'echid mifter miktalop mifter nami mikayfer. So Pnei Yeshua says, at first glance it will be mashmah that Rashi means al derech Rabbah. Rabbah is called the Ein Asher B'Skila Ein Bailam Mishalman Kayfer. Perhaps that's what Rashi means here as well. However, the Pnei Yeshua says that cannot mean that, because then again, what would the Gemara's Teretz mean? How can Gemara answer Kosova Kufra Kapar? How does this answer the question? If there is a din, like Rabbi says, that if the Shor is not Mechuyiv Skilo, the Bible is not Mechuyiv Kaifer, it makes no difference whether you hold Kufra Kapara or Kufra Memoino, either way there is no Chuyiv Kaifer. Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi Akar does not mean the Klal of Rabba. Rather, what Rashi means to say is the Gemara held in the Havmina that it's a Sfar to say that any time the Shor is not Mechuyiv Skilo, the Bible also is not Mechuyiv Kaifer. Namikayach Adrosha, like Rabbi says, rather be Sfar, the Gemara held that Hobbaha Talya, the Chuyiv Misa and the Chuyiv Kaifer are totally in each other. Now the Gemara answers no, Kosavar Kufra Kapara, that they're not totally in each other. Since the point of the Chiyuv Kaifer is that he should have a kapara for the death which he caused, then therefore even in a case where it's al pi echad or al pi atzmai, and he's not neman to be mechayev the shor skila, but still he would require his kapara, and therefore we'd have to pay chatzi kaifer. This is how the Pnei Yeshua explains Bedas Rashi. Now according to Taisus, that the Gemara's kasha was moed beknasu, how could the Balaam be mechayev himself in the chiyuv of chatzi kaifer, since the shor is a tam, it's becheskas shimur kaimi, the same with the chiyuv tashlumen of chatzi nezik is a knas. The chiyuv of chatzi kaifer would also be a knas. Therefore, you should be potter when he's made. And this is going to answer Kosava Kufra Kapara. The pshat is the same if a person is made, he's mechuyiv a carbon chatos for doing an avera, he has nemonis and he brings the carbon. So too, when he's made, he's mechuyiv the kapara of kaifer, there also he has nemonis to be mechayiv himself.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.